May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and who better to continue to have this conversation than with our friends from NAMI right here in our backyard. And we're so excited to have the Executive Director, Robert White, as well as Kate Brunelson, who is the York Outreach Coordinator, both joining us here this morning on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Here. Oh, of course. Robert, we were just sharing with you before the microphones turned on that you have been helping Ashley and myself through all of life's ups and downs.
Yes.
We started 2 decades ago.
From infancy?
Yeah. Right. I mean, it feels like it.
Literally.
It feels like we were two young kids who didn't really know what we were doing, and you helped us with car seats and
the job
stories. And
oh my
God. All things. Yeah. So
what makes a great memory lane.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you, of course, you're continuing to pay it forward through NAMI. NAMI Piedmont Tri-County is the official title of it. There are local chapters scattered throughout the country. And while the focus is on Mental Health Awareness Month, Robert, what do you hope our audience will take away from this month? What kind of conversations do you want them to have?
Lucas, that's a great question, and thanks for having myself and Kate. But one thing that I think that I want people to know is there's help out there for you. You know, it's medical. There's a lot of issues surrounding it. I can't get into my doctor, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of resources out there for you. If you're struggling, don't hesitate to reach out to someone. You're not alone. You know, we are in this together, from any one of my local team members or from the national level or the Department of Mental Health. There's so many resources out there. You know, what NAMI Piedmont Tri-County does, we will help you connect those dots. If you're struggling, you can reach out to us, and some of Kate or her counterparts in the Chester and Lancaster market can actually kind of walk you through that journey. So to let you know that you're not alone.
And I think what's so great about May being an awareness month for mental health is that, you know, 10 years ago, definitely 20 years ago, these are things that people felt like they couldn't admit, they couldn't talk about. It was very taboo. And, you know, you heard the word mental health, it was like a scary buzzword. And I just, you know, I want to commend people like you who work in your field who have made it normal. I mean, we all have mental health. I mean, it's whether it's good or bad or somewhere in between. And that could differ from day or from life experiences. And so, you know, I think it's great that it's something that we can now sit around a table and talk about and give people the tools and the phone numbers and just the, you know, the bravery and the boldness to be able to say, hey, this is a thing and this is something I struggle with. It might not be a struggle forever, but I need some help.
Absolutely. Mental health is a medical condition, just like heart problems, diabetes, lung issues, all this other stuff. You got to seek professional advice. There's five of us in this room today. Statistically speaking, one in five adults have a mental health condition or touched by mental health. So,
and, you know, so, and Robert, with that being said, as the umbrella, what constitutes a mental health? Stress, anxiety are some of the entry level conditions, I would assume. And then it opens up after that.
All of the above.
Really? Okay, really.
All of the above and then some, Lucas. Okay. It's a good point. And this is why we do such great advocacy out there in the community. What Kate and her counterparts do out there, and we'll speak to some of those in just a moment, is we want to make that connection with you. If it's a loved one that's struggling or the individual themselves, don't hesitate to reach out. We have peer support groups. We have free education and training courses that will help you connect with those like individuals that have been there, done that, and have a success story to share with you.
Kate Brunelson is the York Outreach Coordinator. Kate, what does your job look like? Walk us through what that is.
Oh, boy.
It's a loaded question.
It is. So I primarily do our education and outreach in the community. So I try to go out in the community, meet people where they are, figure out where are those gaps, and what can we do as an organization to kind of help fill them in and get people to the support that they need. I also answer a lot of phone calls from people who just need support. Sometimes they just need somebody to talk to. They have a new diagnosis in their family. They don't know who to turn to. They don't know what resources are, or they grew up in that generation where they didn't talk about it. So they're a little leery of all of the support systems that are out there and just kind of looking for the best way to help somebody that they love. So it varies different day to day for sure.
What I'm hearing is make the call if you feel like something is not right. You know, we all have anxiety and stress at every point in a day. But when it becomes uncontrollable,
yes,
when you feel like this is not this doesn't seem normal to me. I'm used to handling stress, but this is a different level of stress. That's when you pick up the phone and call before it's too late.
Before it becomes serious. And I think that that's what we kind of forget, is that point of something that's different for somebody else or mm-hmm. for yourself. When you notice something different that's just uncharacteristic, you notice it in yourself or a loved one, just reach out and get some support, get some guidance on the situation. There's plenty of resources out there. Plenty of people go through it, and they're able, you know, to get back to feeling like themselves again.
And walk us through this campaign. It's called Be Seen in Green. And we do know green is kind of the color for mental health awareness. But what is this about?
So this is exciting. We have a lot of really great community partners and organizations and schools and people all across York County, Chester and Lancaster that support mental health. So this is our way to celebrate them while they celebrate mental health awareness. So if they have, you can decorate your office, you can decorate your studio, you could decorate your building, your school, yourself, and tag us on social media at NAMIPTC. And we will pull a winner at the end of the month from each county to win a $50 gift card as a way of saying thank you for your support and, you know, just kind of thank you for elevating the conversation.
So if we wore green one day, myself and Ashley could snap a picture with our green folder right here.
Yes, and tag us, and you'll be entered.
And the importance of that is just to see the color and to raise the questions or to raise the awareness or start the conversation. Like, I noticed you were wearing green a lot. What is that for? Oh, it's mm-hmm. Mental Health Awareness Month. Yeah.
What is this ribbon next to my name tag? Mm-hmm. Well, let's have that conversation. That's great. And that's what it's all about, is raising awareness. And plus, there's a prize, a $50 gift card that you have the chance of winning. So tell Manny, we want to go green this month, and you want to win it.
Locally here, if folks do have something that's not right, how do they communicate with NAMI? Is it through a phone call, through emails, through online chat? Like, walk us through what are some numbers and resources folks can arm themselves with.
Lucas, that's great information. We have a lot of information that we give our guests, and little packets that can fit in your wallet or your purse. It's called a resource package. It's got a lot of information. If anybody listening to us needs something like that, there's no cost associated with it. It has a crisis line. It has the 988 line. It has all the numbers that you need. Just connect with us, and we'll be more than happy to give you one or 101. It's whatever you need. It's because of our great community sponsors for our events that there's no cost for stuff like this. You can email us. You can drop into register for one of our support groups. You can register for one of our free classes. There's so many different things. You need to reach out. Don't be afraid. This is where, you know, if you go to the doctor, you're having a heart issues, you're going to go to the doctor to get better. We are part of that equation. We'll help you connect with some services if that's what you need to do. There's so much. Go to our website, NAMI, N-A-M-I, NAMIPiedmont.org. There's a plethora of information how you can reach out to Kate, Jennifer, or Terrence, myself, or any of our team members to say, hey, Robert, I want to have this conversation. I want to talk about this. I'm struggling. My family's struggling. What can I do? And then we can connect you and send you into the right directions. We all spiral. We all have our ups and downs. Everybody in this room. It's when you have that community around you that can extend that hand and pull you up out of that hole. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to do. We want to be that helping hand to get you out of that little slump that you're going through.
So well said. And NAMI Piedmont Tri-County has a footprint in all three of our counties in York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. So if you're in those areas, you can certainly reach out to NAMI. Well, we appreciate this ongoing conversation, and we'll continue to do our part to raise awareness about mental health, as May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And again, we have the folks in from NAMI Piedmont Tri-County. Robert White is the executive director, and Kate Brunelson is the York Outreach Coordinator.